Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God bless you, and welcome to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. As I promised you that this is our part two, we are saluting Mother this evening, Apostle Dr. Carolyn Watson. Again, we are commemorating and celebrating that sweet mother, Apostle Dr. Carolyn Watson. We'll listen to those Pentecostal Jerusalem songs. As I told you before, that when I went down to West Baltimore Street, truly, the church was on fire. We had a good time. The name of a church in West Baltimore Street was Pentecostal Jerusalem Faith, Hope, and Charity. I'll say it again. It's Pentecostal Jerusalem Faith, Hope, and Charity Church. I used to say to Mother, I said, Mother, why you have all three of them down, faith, hope, and charity? And she said, because the greatest of these is love. Truly, we loved her. We loved all the things she did for us. She was in ministry 60 years, not only through the state of Maryland, but all through the United States. Many pastors, apostles, and bishops, men and women of valor knew her. She has ordained many, she has counseled, gave wisdom, and she has taught us, hey, hallelujah, to depend on the Holy Ghost. I learned all about the Holy Spirit being down at Pentecostal Jerusalem. I remember going in the door, and I just knew that I was going to have to say, G-G-G-G-G, G-G-G-G-G. She said, no, say Jesus. You keep on till that Holy Ghost get on you. The church was beautiful. We had the regular pews. As I said yesterday, if you start sweating, you're just going to slide on down on the floor. We had the drum, the piano, the keyboard. What was so unique about this church is that when you come in there, whatever your talents or gifts were, you was welcome to sit down and just sing a song, play the drums, the keyboard, come up on the pulpit, and we always had food. Right up the street, we could get our chicken box. We can just go ahead and get our dessert, and we had a good time that we would go in there. We look at the clock. We have about a three-hour service, come back, eat, and have another 3 hours. I remember one time, it was 12 o'clock midnight. I said, Mother, why are we still down here? She said, this is the third service. And we used to wear our white dresses. She had robes in the back. And truly, she birthed me into ministry. So I'm going to salute her and play different hymns that she liked. Again, we're celebrating. People knew her by Pastor Carolyn Watson or Pastor Watson, but she was an apostle. she was more than qualified to ordain, certify others. So God bless you again as you sit back, as we give tribute to Mother. We want to also acknowledge her family, and I'll tell you a little bit about each one. She used to say favorable things about her son, that he was in the Armed Corps. I can't remember which one, but he was very noted as a military man. He'd been all over to Japan or China, some of those Asian countries, and truly he made his mark, and he loved his mother. He had her back, and a lot of times he wouldn't say nothing. He would be real quiet, but he was thinking the whole time, and he was ahead of you. So we wanted to give tribute to her son. Truly, he was a blessing. His name was Maurice. Then we also had Keosha, the granddaughter. Every time I see an armored truck carrying money for banks and places like that, I think of little short Keosha, pretty girl, but carry a gun. She wasn't playing with you. She was very much a lady, but she had a piece on the side. And then we had Daquan, a beautiful, tall little fella, and also her evangelist daughters, the ones that she loved. I told you when we had that cookout, we'll be on the front porch, but it'd be wrapped all the way around to the backyard and look like the whole neighborhood would come out, all different ages. We had a good time. And, of course, we had Michelle, police and the warden. She would walk around, see what everybody doing, and just outspoken. She'll say, Mercy, you know you're not supposed to be doing that. I'm going to tell B. I was like, Lord have mercy. No, she said, I'm going to tell Bay. I'm going to tell Bay on you. So whenever Michelle came around, I mean, it was like you couldn't eat too much. You couldn't move around too much. You had to be what you said that you are. If you're a minister, then you're going to be a minister. But the whole family, if I left out others, you got to pardon me tonight. So many memories is coming back. And I might get a little tongue-tied, a little emotional. The songs might get all mixed up. But I'm celebrating a woman of God, a virtuous woman, Proverbs 31. So hold on to your seats, as I say again. This is our salute. I'm going to do the best that I can because thinking about Mother truly was a blessing to me. And I love her so much, so it's kind of hard to focus. So let me look at the lineup that I have. Remember now, the songs that I play, they belong to the artist. And I am here to promote those sounds of design and to encourage you to get those CDs. So as you listen to the songs, know that they own all rights, but we are here just to encourage you to listen, to praise and worship God, because that's one thing about that Pentecostal church, that music was a part of that ministry. Pastor Watson was real, gave you good advice. She didn't have to say nothing. She could just sit in that chair over in that corner, be in her white, and wouldn't say a word. Her eyes would be all pointed. You'd be over there feeling all guilty, whatever you think of, what you did. What you might want to do, she ain't say a word, you repent right there in the church. So this is for Pastor Watson tonight. I hope I can stay focused to give you the best. Again, we saluting my godmother. Amen. Yes, that was Dorsey Norwood singing Victory Is Mine. Yes, you could not be defeated being around Pastor Watson. She said, you tell that old devil to get behind you. You victorious in God. You couldn't be defeated. The devil couldn't beat you. That evil couldn't come up against you, no matter what it was. She always said the blood of Jesus. And like I said, one thing I liked about her, that she would go outside and sit on that porch, look up to heaven and talk to God and say, God, you never fail me. And her family was so sweet because we occupied so much of her time. I mean, she had people from D.C., North Carolina, Virginia. Every leader that you can think of that's in the pulpit today have heard about her. Those like Apostle Showell, Cornelia Showell, also Apostle Bishop Earl Wortham. And it was all over the place. And she lived by the mayor's office. She knew a lot of politicians, and everybody just loved her, that her wisdom and her warmth and her hugs, that's all you needed. You felt like God was on your side. So I want to do the best that I can. As I say, I'm going to play some things that I know, songs that she liked and things that I've heard in her church. It's not all the music that she had, but I love that Pentecostal Jerusalem church because that's where I learned about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, learned more about speaking in tongues, and that truly that was the purest worship of God. It's when you get that outpouring the day of Pentecost that it comes all over you. It was nothing like it. It was like just being birthed into the spiritual realm of God. And one thing about it, so many songs that she would let us sing together on that porch. And here's another one of her favorite by Carlton Pearson. God bless you. We are commemorating Pastor Watson. Amen.
And Mahalia had something that carried us through a difficult time in our history. My grandmother used to listen to her music on those big 78 records. She was an icon to us. Joshua, find your place. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine as if Mahalia Jackson was in this house tonight. Give him a great big God bless you. He's going to bless you. Thank you.
My son.
remember that. I think about mother. She said, go ahead and thank him in spite of what you're going through. She said, go ahead. Praise God. Let's hear some more. Come on. Thank you, mother. Thank you. Yes, mother would say to me all the time, she said, let me tell you something. You don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. You just deal with what you're dealing with today and know that God is going to help you to get over. Good God Almighty. Woo! Praise the Lord. Let's see. I tell you, it's going to be kind of hard tonight, but we're going to give our salute to her. Truly, it was a beautiful experience. As I said, if I get tongue-tied, the music all mixed up, everything, all I can see is the reflection of love. Sitting on that porch, looking at those bees that get ready to sting you, flowers that mother said, go and get water for my plants, that wraparound porch that you could just go all around. I see Michelle coming out there being the warden, the police officer. What y'all doing out here, babe? Keosha, she ain't said nothing. She was like CIA. She was checking everything out. It was such a great time. Her son was right there, have her back. She loved a daughter who was an evangelist, and that she just prayed everybody through. I stuck with her for 10 to 12 years, just like if I was a mole on her body, I was right there. I thank God, because one of the things I wanted to play, I think I will play that particular song. It's kind of hard this evening. Let me see. That it was so profound that I always felt that I was the least of all, that I was nobody in the Lord, because there's so many things. When you look at people all refined in their clergy clothes and they come from the family of religious folks, and then you hear those been in the church 10, 20, 30 years, you know, like me, I felt like I was nobody. And she said, let me tell you something. She said, you somebody in God. She said that we are all God's children. She said, what God say you are, that's what you are, regardless what man say. She said, man say that you're not a minister, and God say he is. You hold your head up. You're a minister. She said, say what you say you are. She didn't care if you were ordained, if you got approval, if other people had recognized it. She saw the God in you, and she would call it out. You're a pastor. You're a bishop. You're an elder. She was right there many a times. People couldn't get licensed. People, you know, wasn't treated fairly. And she would give you those papers to help you go to the next level. She would always push you into things of God. I love it because, you know, I came there with a tail between my legs. I'm a street girl. I'm from East Side here in Baltimore. And being out on the street as an orphan and, you know, going from pillar to post, you know, whatever friends or family I meet, that it was nice to have someone that was a mother that was consistent. And she said, you know, had I been in your life, things would have been a little bit better. She had a lot of wisdom. So I want to play, like I said, different songs to salute her. And when I met her, this is one of my favorite songs. God bless you. We listened to the salute to Pastor Watson today. I want you to bear with me as we try to get through it. This is by the Williams brother. Amen.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody. trying to tell everybody about somebody who could play anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can play anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can play anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Yes, many of us who came on that porch to talk to Pastor Watson, we felt like that we was a nobody being called by somebody that loved us. And that was Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, that he died for us to give us a chance on Calvary. The problem was sometimes when there's greatness in your life, there are people who don't want to see you get to that mark, don't want to see you rise to that occasion. They're haters, as we call player haters, and that they make you feel less than qualified. And they judge you and sometimes critique you and line you up with the Bible and try to compete against you. But one thing about Pastor Watson, she was real. She said, baby, let me tell you something. She said that God has called you, not man, and that you're going to get to your mark. And she said, you stay encouraged because I can see it. Ooh, hallelujah. It was nice to have a mother that believed in you. It was nice to have a mother that had your back. And that she made me feel that all those things that I saw God pushing me to, a man didn't want me to have, that she said, that's all right, baby. Like my real mother would say, that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. So we know that our mother has made it home to glory, that she's dancing with the angels, looking down and praying for us. And all of us who felt like that we was a nobody became somebody when we were in her presence. And we thank God for that, that she loved us so, that she would not let us go. And she said, let me tell you something. I never came too far by faith to turn back now. She said, I'm just as crazy. I said, why are you crazy? She said, because I believe in God. I believe in miracles. She said, I just believe it. And that we have to have that same type of faith to just not just back up or beat up ourselves or look in the mirror and say, you know, I did X, Y, and Z. She said, that's all right. Every day you wake up is a new beginning. So let us listen to Reverend Milton Bigham as we celebrate and commemorate Pastor Curlin Watson. She really was an apostle, but everybody called her Pastor Watson. That's how humble she was. And God bless you as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, we come this far by faith. Yes, Pastor Watson used to tell us, she said, stand on your faith. When I had my church, a storefront church, could hold 25 people, and I said, there's nobody in here that's coming to this church because there's a church right across the street. She said, well, you go ahead and preach to the chairs because the angel's sitting in there. And I remember going in there preaching to the chairs that when I looked, I had people in and out that I became the church for the gang members, for the Crips and the Blood, and that they would come in for prayer to, you know, pray for their family. And they were my security guard. I didn't have to worry about leaving the church open or nobody stealing nothing. And we had services outside. I never will forget that the little gorilla boy came up to me and said, we love God too. I said, God love all of y'all. And I used to tell him, you know, do what's right with God. Don't hurt nobody. So I stayed on that corner for 5 years. And then from there, Pastor Watson said I was an overseer. I said, an overseer? And she said, yeah, that God is going to send those that want to work with you and get advice from you. And I said, well, I said, I see myself one day being like you, Mother. I said, that would be such an honor. And then I said, no, that was that's too high of achievement. But before I realized, I had three churches, pastors that came to me that wanted to be under the fivefold ministry. Mother ordained me as an overseer, which means in other denominations that I became a bishop because I had churches down south, and I was able to give advice, to do ordinations, to preach the gospel, and to get on the radio. And I used to tell her, I said, I don't have nothing to say. That's Billy Graham. That's all of them. She said, yes, you do. All of us have something to say. She said, there's Billy and then there's you. She would not be defeated. I think that's where her children got their spirit from, that they don't back up from nothing. So it was so very nice that, you know, I preached to the chairs. I went on, and I remember the first service I had 300 children to try to fit into a church with 25 seats, and these were the children. So we had back-to-school prayer, and one day I decided to cook. And I only had one turkey, string bean, corn, and that was it. And I had 250 people was in and out that door to eat off one turkey. And I said, Mom, how am I going to feed them? She said, that's all right. God will provide. I fed 250 people would not lie on this radio off of one turkey. And I never will forget that as I pulled the meat, I looked back. The meat was there. I made another plate, pulled the meat, made a plate, looked back, the meat was there. And I heard the Lord said, 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Good God Almighty. He multiplied that food so everybody on that corner, every man, woman, child, homeless person, anybody, could get a meal. And who was sitting in the middle of the church watching it like the police officer? Pastor Watson. And she said, baby, I said, ma'am. She said, nobody else want to be on this corner? She said, but you all right, though. Ain't nobody going to bother you on this corner. And when I went out of town, the gang boys helped her to lock up the church and told her, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to touch that church. And I was there for 5 years. Those same boys, some of them went on to college, got married, the neighborhood changed, and John Hopkins brought that corner to have medical arts building because it became such a neighborhood. Through the prayers of Pastor Watson and the different ones coming in and out, like it was Bishop Mary, it was Apostle Argborn, it was so many of them, Bishop Pearson. And she told me one day, I said, all these pastors want to come over and give me a service. She said, I call all my friends so they will help you because you're out here in the wilderness. And she said that God going to send you some help. I had Pastor Wendell and other people come through there. That's how I really met those seasoned leaders, and I became friends to them, and Pastor Gilbert Thomas, and so many of them was in and out of there that I became to ordain them and license them and send them out. And what I learned from that is that Jesus started humbly, and he was there for the people to give them hope. You didn't have to be in a palace. You didn't have to be bling. You didn't have to have all this money. All you had to do was just be humble for God. He would supply all your needs. He knew what you needed. And I thank God for that. And after that, I turned the church over to my elder, and my other three pastors grew up in the Lord, and they themselves became overseers. So it was truly a blessing to just have somebody like that that pushes you to the next level. And it was all because we came by faith. And she used to sing this one particular song, and I like it myself. So it's so I have little time, but I might just do a part three on Sunday because I'm on Sunday. But this is one of her favorite tunes, and I hope you can enjoy it as we celebrate Pentecostal Jerusalem Faith, Hope, and Charity Church that was on West Baltimore Street with our mother, Pastor Watson. God bless you. Let us listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir. Amen. The lady said, when I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubts because I wanted to praise God that she had Jesus. Yes, I'm telling you, there's nothing like that Pentecostal experience when you know that Jesus is going to fix it and you can just feel the love and the worship of God. I'm telling you, if anything that's on you, when you leave up out of that Pentecostal Jerusalem, that all that be scaled off of you. You feel the warmth and the love of God. You feel like a new creature. And you had to come back every week to stay grilled in because I'm telling you, it was such a drawing. I loved it. And I was getting beat up at the time spiritually and being set back and pushed back. But through her encouragement, and I don't like to talk about myself far in, you know, to sound boastful, But through her, I was able not only to become an elder, a pastor, an overseer, a bishop, a senior pastor, and then I became an apostle. And the ministry extended all the way to Africa, and she met those pastors that came into her church. They were so grateful that she would lay hands on them and prayed for them. There's those who was of Muslim faith and didn't even believe in Christianity, but they was pushing just to say hi to her. They knew it. They said, that's a woman of God. And they would let her lay hands on them, and they were Muslim and believe in the Arabic faith, but they loved the prayer of Pastor Watson. That's how they knew that their breakthrough was coming through. I asked the guy from India, I said, but you Muslim, why you want that prayer? He said, because I want the blessing of the Lord. That's the angel of God. He was so happy that he just lit up like it was sunshine, that he got a true prayer that's going to get to God. So that's the kind of mother that we're talking about tonight. Pastor Carolyn Watson, let us listen to the Canton Spiritual. As always, she would say, Jesus can fix it. If God can't fix it, guess what? It just can't be done. Amen. Songwriter says, fix it, Jesus. And Pastor Watson would say, if God can't do it, it just can't be done, because God can fix all things. God bless you again. You listen to our salute tonight for Pastor Carolyn Watson. We call her Pastor Watson, or Mother. She has helped so many all over this country. She's known throughout as an awesome, phenomenal woman. As I told you before, Mother loved hats, sharp suits. She loved to dress, you know, like truly you was at the what we call the Met Gala, and she would have gloves to match. And me, you know, I'm just an old country girl. When she finished with me, honest to God, I must have right now over 75 what we call first lady hats, all kinds of suits. They can't be regular suits. They got to be rhinestone, bling trim, fur, lace. She loved it like that. And, of course, gloves to match. She was truly what we said, a bishop wife, the first lady, all of that. And I was like, Ma, I said, you barking up the wrong tree. She said, you don't know what God going to do, baby. So let us listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir again as I say, I remember Mother, and how appropriate this is the Mother's Day weekend for all of the sweet, loving mothers, and truly the real mother herself. Only she would go on to glory and enjoy and celebrate her Mother's Day. I know she's having a good time in heaven, so let us enjoy this hymn. Again, God bless you as we sit back and relax and remember our Pastor Watson. Amen. Amen. That was the Mississippi Mass Choir. She loved so many people. She loved Willie Johnson, and the new keynotes. So God bless you again. As we remember Mother, we're going to just sit back and relax. I see that I'm going to run out of time tonight, so I'll probably do a part three all this week just to celebrate Mother. You know, a lot of people could see the range that I play, a lot of apostolic music, contemporary, classic, blues, and I'm playing Pentecost, a lot of Pentecost and Baptist music tonight that I've learned sitting on the porch with Mother going down to the church. And I have my tambourine. I'm trying not to play the tambourine and mess up the acoustics on this radio station tonight. I can't even say I'm not even going to try. My tongue is tied tonight, so I'm rejoicing at the same time I'm thinking about Mother. So God bless you. Remember your mother this week. Get them the flowers. Take them out. Bring them dinner. You know, just call them. If they're at the nursing home, senior citizen, go give them a hug. Don't forget that she carried you and she loved you. Nobody is perfect, not ourselves, but truly, when you have a good mother that's a prevailing mother, her prayer got through. She would sit on the porch and say, God, you never fail me, Lord. Yeah, she really encouraged me in my soul. I thank God, because I wouldn't have made it to where I am now those 10 to 12 years. I had a lot of hurt, disappointed, anger. You know, it's not good when you can't walk around people. You're on eggshells. You don't know what to say. They're looking for the worst. I'm an old country girl. You know, we can say, let's go out and get some food and take it over to Maddie's house, and let's go ahead and let's go over and just sit on the porch and have lemonade. Let's go see Pastor Watson and just see how she's doing. It was always a treat. It was like a you had a good celebration. It was what you needed. I don't know how to explain it. It was like the cherry on a pie. You know, that was it. You was complete when you went there. I can't explain it, but I know I received that Holy Spirit. Very powerful woman of God that prayed and laid hands on me. So this go out to her family, as I said, Maurice, Michelle, Daquan, Keosha, her daughters. I might be saying the names wrong, but God bless them. Her going home service will be on Saturday at 10:30 at East Deliverance Center. Again, that's East Deliverance Center over there on Caroline Street. Again, it will be at 10:30 on service. Her viewing, if you want to see this phenomenal woman, she's at March Funeral Home West from 3 to 6 o'clock p.m., 3 to 6. I guarantee you it's going to be nothing but a lot of leaders in there. And I know I'll be coming with my tambourine. They think I'll be coming and having church because each day was a celebration. And especially she always talk about when she go home, she going to walk around heaven. So let us play another salute and song. Amen.
Robert and Tom, I want you to do something for me. This song was wrote by Reverend James Cleveland and Cassell George in memory of Cassell George. I want y'all to sing this song, Walk Around Heaven All Day. And Robin, don't let Paul sing it all. You hear me? You know what I want you to do? Sing, Paul. What are these mornings? Sing, Paul. It won't.
And my father too will join hands and walk.
Yes, we were all like little children walking around heaven when we went to that church. You know, whatever your skills were, if you think you could play the guitar, if you think you could sing, praise, dance, whatever it was, you could be a star at Pentecostal Jerusalem. You get on that piano, you could sing from your soul, no form or fashion. I love taking my shoes off, and I just like having a good time. I would just shout and have a about 3 hours and want to come back and do a part two. We never, never wanted to go home. And we always were here. You'll understand it by and by. So let us listen to Carson Pearson as we salute Pastor Watson tonight, who went on to glory this week. And I'm just going to go ahead and just keep worshiping. So I hope you can stay tuned for us. So if I go over past 8 o'clock, just know I'm in my groove, just thinking about Mother. And God bless you. Amen.
But as soon as I started singing, she started moving a little head. I never did know the verse, but I sang it through one time, and she said, she looked at me. She said, they've been making noise in that nursing home. She said, but it ain't our kind of noise. We'll understand it better, I said, by and by, Mother. She went like this. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, come on. Oh, the on the restless seas of time, from the skies and heavenly tempest, off the seas of bright sunshine. In that line of perfect day, when the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better than
I think about that saying, they go by and by, baby. Yes. God bless you again as we celebrate Pastor Watson. We know that truly we will have our victory, that victory is ours, and that we love her. And we thank you so much as we get ready to wind down a little bit, and we're going to close out by just thinking about Reverend James Cleveland and all of the gospel workshops, those that knew this great phenomenal woman, as we will probably do our part three on Sundays. You can never get enough. I told you we'd be in her church 3 hours, have dinner, come back 3 more hours. We just praise God till the Holy Ghost came in. You didn't have to go G, 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 G. No, said Jesus one time. Guarantee you. Yes, it will. That Holy Spirit will show up. God bless you again, and let us remember, Mother, as we always stood on the banks of Jordan. God bless you, and be encouraged as we salute Pastor Curlin Watson. Amen. Amen. Again, I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Amen.
One day I had to flee. Just go about